SA. We make it better.
It is 8:32. I'm Howard Feldman. Interesting responses. Bruce says, interesting, fascinating. Those who are in the middle of the mess might not share the professor's view. I have no hope that the Taliban will change. If the past is an indicator, they will become a lot more horrible. His views definitely were quite measured. And to me, that was fascinating to see, because he seems to have some sort of, I wouldn't say confidence, but maybe a wait and see attitude. Certainly if I was living there, I wouldn't be comfortable with that as an approach. Another interesting thing was he used the word collaborators, somebody who's collaborated with the past government. I found that an interesting choice of word. The Taliban have invaded the city. They have caused the government to flee. So it's also interesting that he used the word collaborated when it came to people who have worked with the last government. So yep, I'd enjoy your thoughts. 34519 or 061 895 1019. Closer to home, of course, one of the big issues that affect South Africa, one of our largest challenges, is unemployment. And there's been a lot of discussion around the employment of foreign illegal workers in South Africa, with a focus on illegal. Michael Yates, Director of Employment Law Practices, specializing in labor, health, safety, and immigration related matters at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. A very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. Thank you very much. All well on this side. Thank you.
Very good. So how big a problem is the illegal foreign workers in South Africa?
So I would categorize it as being relatively serious. We have seen a crackdown by the Department of Home Affairs on the employment of illegal foreigners, particularly in some industries such as freight and logistics and the hotel and leisure industry. Those industries have obviously had a lot of pressure, downwards pressure in the costs and overheads and salaries, and they tend to be able to employ illegal foreigners at a rate somewhat cheaper than South Africans. But yes, I mean, I would couch this relatively serious.
Why is that so? Is it because South African labor laws are maybe a little bit too stringent and too expensive to employ people that way? Why is it, given the choice, that many people are employing people who are illegally in the country?
Sure, that is quite a complex question. I think that there are a multiplicity of factors that may inform this decision to employ somebody in that regard. But I think it is a question of supply and demand, to be honest with you.
Right.
But I wouldn't want to venture into any speculation.
Enough. What are the implications of a company or of a person employing somebody who is illegally in the country and who doesn't have the permits to work?
Okay, so the Immigration Act is very prescriptive in the penalties that somebody can suffer if there are any breaches. But in short, an employer who is found to be employing somebody illegally could be subjected to a fine and or imprisonment for a period of time, depending on which provisions of the Act is being breached. But essentially, it is a first strike, second strike, third strike scenario, where if you are found to having been employing somebody illegally, you would essentially attract a fine. But for a third infringement, there is essentially jail time without the option of a fine. So it is pretty serious. It's just the enforcement that is sometimes a little bit questionable. But I do know that the Department of Home Affairs is currently in the process of reviewing a lot of visas that have been issued by the department, which have unfortunately been obtained through unscrupulous means. So I think that we will be seeing a review and a crackdown on illegal foreigners throughout the country very soon.
And what is the process like if somebody wants to apply to work in South Africa?
So the process is relatively, it can get technical depending on the visa type that you're applying for. There are, of course, various avenues available to persons, whether you qualify for instance, an intercompany transfer visa or a critical skills visa or even a general work visa. There are some exceptions to this where we see immigrants from Lesotho, Angola and Zimbabwe who have something that we call a special dispensation visa. They are allowed to work and study in South Africa. And then, of course, you've got asylum seekers and refugees who are also allowed to work. So it can get technical at certain points, but the process really involves the collation of a number of documents that need to be collated and submitted to the department. And that process can take anything between 1 to 4, maybe even 5 months to complete.
Right. What is the responsibility of the employer in this regard? So somebody comes to, let's just say, you know, in not even in a work in a company, but maybe in your home, somebody comes to you and you want to employ them. What is your obligation as an employer in terms of understanding their legality?
So there are a couple of factors that we need to just bear in mind here. Firstly, if we look at the definition of illegal foreigner, it is anybody who is in contravention of the Immigration Act. So even if somebody has a valid visa, but they are acting in contravention of the Act or in contravention of the terms of their visa, that would technically render them an illegal foreigner. Okay, so that's pitfall number one. Secondly, there is a general obligation on employers not to employ illegal foreigners. This is a rebuttable presumption, and it is also a reasonable obligation. So anybody who wants to employ somebody must make a reasonable effort to ascertain whether that person can or cannot actually work in South Africa. There are also prohibitions against the aiding and abetting of illegal foreigners. So this is not necessarily confined to an employment scenario. For instance, if you have a service provider that you want something done, at your home or whatever it might be, if you are assisting an illegal foreigner in conducting a business illegally in South Africa, that would also be a contravention of the Immigration Act.
Michael, but I mean this I don't mean to sound shocked, but I am. I find this bizarre, honestly. You know, somebody comes to you and they, you know, you need a wall painted. Now you need to go in. Not only does he, you need to check his visa, but actually, is his visa a valid visa? Did he obtain it illegally or illegally? Otherwise, it becomes an absurdity. That doesn't just impact on foreigners. It actually impacts on people locally as well. Isn't this just another way that we stop people from being employed?
So I wouldn't go as far as to say that you have to satisfy yourself absolutely. There has to be a reasonable inquiry made. So for instance, if there is somebody that you want to hire to come and paint your wall, using your example, if that person is, for instance, a Zimbabwean or a Lesotho national, they may have a special dispensation visa that would actually allow them to conduct that work. What may be a little bit frustrating is that it requires some knowledge of the intricate workings of the Immigration Act to actually understand
exactly
whether you... Yeah, so it can become somewhat technical and frustrating, but I wouldn't put it any higher as just a reasonable inquiry. So technically, if somebody comes to you and you say, listen, are you permitted to work in South Africa? And they've got no papers, no passport, they're unable to prove to you that they are able to work in South Africa in some way or means, that would set the bar at such a level that you would know that you're technically employing somebody in contravention of the Immigration Act. But if somebody is able to produce something, then you should be okay.
Right. So in other words, as long as you've asked a reasonable amount of questions, then you should be okay. All right. And of course, this is a major issue in South Africa as we battle unemployment. Michael Yates is the director of in the employment law practice, specializing in labor, health, safety and immigration related matters at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. I'd love your thoughts on 34519 or 061-895-1019. Have you had experience with this? Tzvi says, I see asylum seekers all the time, but every document is different. Very hard to know which is real and which are fake. It is 8:42. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning.